Joining us in the Mix Studios, the superintendent of the Hanover School Division, Joe Thiessen. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
How was your summer holidays?
Hey, summer is always great. I love summertime. I able to get on the golf course a little bit and out at the lake and on my pontoon boat. So it's been fantastic.
I love it. And I know you're a family man and kids enjoyed the summer.
Yeah, they did. They're all together. We're all together this summer as we haven't been for the last few as they've been out living life as adults and traveling around the country. So it was great to have everybody around.
Yeah, I love it. So now back to school for students starts tomorrow and staggered start for some. But back to school for staff has been going for a while.
Yeah, it has. You know, I'm really proud of the work I see staff put in. I've been able to meet with my principal groups a couple of times already. I really love the working with that group. They're super, super enthusiastic, and they're making a huge difference in their schools. And I see that filtering into the work they're doing with their teachers. And teachers coming in on their own time in the last few weeks, getting ready for students. It's actually pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That they're putting in their time. They're getting ready.
Let's talk about some of the changes happening this year. Last year, we had a big one, adding a new elementary school to Steinbeck.
Yep.
Park Hill has now had all their firsts.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, we're only a year down the road from this opening of Park Hill, but that community has grown a lot. We started with right around 315 students or so, and now we're at about over 390. So we've grown by about 75 students in that school for a number of reasons. We know there's a lot of growth in that area. Overall, Steinbeck continues to grow as we add roughly 500 people to our population of the city of Steinbeck every year. And right around 100 of those are students in our schools, in the Steinbeck schools.
That's just Steinbeck?
Just Steinbeck. And as a division, we continue to grow. We have about 300 new students in our school division this year that we didn't have last year. That's really amazing.
300 students added to the entire division last year to this year.
Yeah.
That's an entire school of kids.
Yeah, it really is. People want to live in Hanover School Division. I don't blame them. I moved here. It's a great place to be and raise a family. So it's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
And with that, the challenges, right? We have so many new students. We're trying to accommodate them all and find space. So we're lobbying the government for more space, as you can well imagine. And those talks are ongoing, of course.
Yeah. We've had some changes in Grunthal.
Yes. Yeah, we're excited about the new addition in Grunthal with the new gym and some new classrooms there. Construction is underway. It's going on pace. But we're still about a year out for the use of that new gym and some of that new space. But the walls are up, and it's looking great.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, we're looking forward to getting things started, and we're looking forward to getting into the classes with Classroom of the Month, and I love to read. And,
absolutely.
And just getting out there.
I've seen you in Classroom of the Month. That's pretty awesome. The kids are excited, and if you bring your Wheel of Fortune or whatever you call it. Wheel of Winning, whatever you call that thing. I wanted to spin that thing. That's awesome.
Well, you know, Joe, I know back in your Mitchell days when we were there and, I'd come to your school for I Love to Read and the Classroom of the Month. But now I'm at the point, because we've been doing this for 18 years, I get adults who are parents already with children.
That's right.
There was a mom of three kids the other day. She says, I remember, and she was from Mitchell. She says, I remember when you came to my school.
Yep.
We're there now, Joe.
I know. We're getting older. Whether we want to admit it or not, Corny, we're getting older. It's life. But yeah, that leaves a real impression on those on those kids. And when they become adults, they're excited if their kids get that chance.
Yeah, absolutely. So as we start this new school year, what would you like to say to all the students, the parents, the staff? What would you like to say, Joe?
Oh, just wishing them a great start to the school year. I know those young students, some of them are probably going to go to bed early tonight so they can just get to tomorrow quicker, because they're so excited to get into the class. I really encourage Meet the Teacher today. That's happening in many schools. Give them an opportunity to go see their classroom, meet their teacher. So I hope they take advantage of that. And for those high school students and those seniors entering their last year, wishing them the best that they can be, really engaged in their school and be leaders in their building, make a difference in their school community. And however that is, if they're involved in sports or music or whatever opportunities they have, hope they take advantage of them.
That is awesome. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.